It is Monday, June the 12th. Michael Vaughn in Toronto with Brian Acker of Acker Finley. I'm just looking at those charts. You know, they say sell in May and go away.
Yeah.
Maybe we all should have.
Yeah, we've had a big correction. We call them cups here, as most of our clients know, or our unit holders, so we're going through a doozy here. Some of it kind of illogical in our minds. We look at certainly U.S. oil companies. Certainly they've been sold hard in the U.S. They've been sold hard. But you know what? Oil's still $71 a barrel.
I know.
I can't believe that. So, as I've been telling you, Michael, as I've been telling anyone who's listened, when I look over the last 12 years, a lot of these oil companies are cheaper today than they were in the last 11 years. So even when oil was $11, and here we are at $72, and they're still cheap.
But don't you wish you could miss the dips or the cups or whatever you're calling? I mean, if you'd been on the sidelines for 6 weeks.
You know, I've learned my lesson. See, I got gray hair, and I thought we could do that. Our system is really so good, our QSA system's so good. I thought that we could actually do it, but, you know, whether it's wisdom or experience, you just can't time the market. From day to day, you just don't know what's going to happen. Our attitude is there's mispriced assets out there. If we have a collection of mispriced assets of 40, 45 companies that are mispriced, perpetually mispriced, and every month you have the cheapest stocks in your portfolio in the S&P 500, we'll eliminate the timing aspect, keep you fully invested, and I think you make a lot more money that way.
Well, it's hard sometimes to be fully invested in periods like this, but let's look at your U.S. fund. I mean, the value of 50, it's going to be an oil fund soon.
Exactly. We're up to like 38, almost 40% oils, and if these oils keep on correcting by the end of June, we could be over 50%, which is fine. But that's, we have no restrictions in terms of sector weighting or anything. And if that's where the value is, that's where the value is. But I'll tell you, if interest rates keep on going up in the world, as I suggested to you in the last couple of audio appearances, that I think oil's a safe place to be, still at $71, $72 a barrel.
Okay, interest rates. We saw the Canadian employment numbers just shot the lights out again last week. Bank of Canada's done?
You know, I shake my head at consensus. Consensus forecast is they're done for the rest of the year. Blah, blah, blah. Well, you hear here, folks, and I think I've suggested before, that interest rates have a long ways to go. And certainly here in Canada, certainly in the United States, Europe,
They finally
have moved. Japan has yet to move, which is just incredible to me. But kicking and screaming, the central bankers are raising rates, and we still have a ways to go.
So when the free money is gone, how does this affect equity markets?
Well, I think you're seeing the impact of that. You're seeing the impact of people waking up. Certainly in any emerging markets out there, you're seeing that effect. Most of them are down anywhere from 20 to 50%. So obviously investors, and I think that's what the markets are doing, are adjusting to this new reality of certainly higher inflation today, but there's a long war that's going to have to be fought here in order to get us back to certainly 3% rates of return of days of old, a year, certainly 2 years ago.
Yeah.
But I think there's a lot more interest rate impact on equities, and I think that's what the market's trying to adjust to.
Looking at the S&P, for instance, the PE is just, I mean, it's the lowest it's been in more than a decade right now.
It is. Certainly, if we were 10 years ago looking at these price-earnings multiple, people would just be just in heaven. But look,
well, management of some of these companies is tweaking to that fact. If you look at the wave of buybacks going down, this article you showed me in the Wall Street Journal today, it's incredible, 268 of the companies in the S&P 500 are buying back their shares.
They're buying back their shares. There's a record number of cash as far as the number on these companies' balance sheets. And really, a lot of these companies have nowhere to put this cash. You look at Microsoft, you look at Cisco, you look at Intel, only to name a few. But most of the large caps in the United States are overvalued. Still, they're using their cash, about $400 billion this quarter, to buy back their stock.
Which means they don't have anything better to invest in, which is not a sign of an economy that's going to grow.
This is true, but a lot of the tech companies are waiting for the next big thing to happen. So, you know, Bill Gates needs his $40 billion that he's getting, 3% on? But investors discount that at the end of the day. But it's just showing that a lot of companies believe in their stocks and using a lot of cash. This is a record number of $400 billion, certainly, in buying it back. And on average, when you look at our calculations, that's a plus in terms of shrinking balance sheets, which need to happen in order to get these stocks in a sort of a proper valuation that we would actually have a chance of looking at them.
Well, I don't doubt that there are cheap companies worth buying, but how long will the pain be felt by the unitholders?
Well, actually, we've made a lot of capital gains over the last 2.5 years. This is, I think, a blip. The portfolios will continue to adjust, and just as I do, as I hope my unitholders do, I go to bed every night. I know I got the cheapest stocks in the S&P 500, and I will be rewarded. Obviously someday, if I hold them long enough.
I am holding on bravely. Thanks for your time, Brian. I'll see you next Monday.
Thanks for your Monday.